First of all, it starts with a diet, because if you are getting highly recurring infection, then something is categorically wrong in the diet or the lifestyle. So if you eat a pro-inflammatory diet, so let it be ultra processed food, a lot of sugar, a lot of carbs, and not too much like healthy protein and healthy fats, then you're already kind of leading the path to malnutrition, because the body doesn't get what it needs to function optimally. And what it does is that it can only use what you give it. So when you have those kind of infection happening all of the time, then you know that your immune system is struggling and that your diet is not quite optimal. So it will start by making sure your diet is anti-inflammatory. Then you need to make sure that you are supporting your microbiome. So again, a lot of fiber. And also, to support the microbiome in your gut, you also need to address your stress. And that I see it in clinic mostly every time. Women with highly recurring infection are anxious or stressed beyond reason. Like, they cannot literally face another day. And the problem is, when they have those infection, because they have the pain, because they have the fatigue, because they have the brain fog, they have that vicious circle where they don't get better, the infection is getting worse, and then they feel worse. And then it goes on and on and on. And then on top of that, they're taking antibiotics every day of their lives, which actually makes everything even worse. So that's why for us is a full approach. We need to look at everything that is affecting your body. So your sleep, your stress, your mental health, your diet and your lifestyle. Because again, if you don't exercise, get some fresh air, get some sunlight, obviously your body is going to be isolating from the world around, and then you will not get the benefit of being social or being outside in a fresh air and a sunlight. So everything must be taken into consideration. Three to four months, depending on their compliance. Because what I have seen, and I have to be honest, you know, when you are brain fogged, when you are tired of being tired and you are in pain, you know, when you are being told, oh, you need to eat broccoli instead of eating Mars bars, for example, you know, and you're like, oh, but I want my coffee today. Oh, I want my, you know, let's say your snack or what have you. Then you know that this will derail you in your progress. So every time that you fell off the wagon, like we say, then you will need to jump back on top. But the problem is, you might have a delay into the healing process, because if you are actually bringing fuel to the fire, you can't expect to turn down that fire quickly enough, if that kind of draw a nice picture.